All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning into KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we've got a great show in store for you today. We've got, since I've started hosting at the very least, Coffee Time first-timer Hudson Mayor Mike Anderson here to fill us in on the Hudson Days events happening all weekend. Before we get into that, Mayor Anderson, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Vince. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. We're always excited to get any of the mayors on the show. You have some clout when you come in here.
And you learn after the first time not to invite him back.
Never again. Never. No. He is ready though for this weekend. He told me he is wired for the weekend to get stuff done today. You guys have a lot of things going on. He kind of joked, please don't tell me that there's going to be, everyone keeps telling me there's going to be this huge crowd this weekend. And he knows that it is going to be busy, but why is it going to be so busy in Hudson this weekend?
You know, we're really excited about Hudson Days this year. We've got Jalen Crossan coming. He's probably our key event.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be at the ballpark.
Okay.
It's free. We're going to be passing buckets for donations. We have a nice ballpark, but it's fallen in disrepair. We want to bring it back. So we're hoping the people will help us round up the funding to start improving the ballpark.
Awesome.
We've got both. We have interest from Hudson kids, Lander kids, and Riverton kids. And I think girls softball wants to play over there because it's in the middle part of the county and then get back and forth. So it's a good thing. The concert is bring your chair, bring your blanket, and sit out on the field there and do that. We'll have a food truck up there. We'll have Pepsi's volunteered a trailer, so we'll have drinks and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Jalen will have a site to sell his stuff, his tapes and things like that. So we're really excited about it. We also have some three or four food vendors downtown, and the businesses, Kai's, Sweeler's, and the Union are going to have their place is open.
And they make such good food.
They do. It's great food. It's a variety that you can get. We have 36 booths that are signed up right now. We'll probably end up with 38. Just because we've told people that if they show up, we'll find a place for them.
Okay? Awesome.
So, and then on top of that, we've got the car show. We normally have 40 cars. This year, one of the things that we're working on right now, and the price of gas is impacting it a little bit, is one of the national officers for the Hudson Car Club Association is in Sheridan. And we've been talking to him about bringing down six or seven Hudsons into Hudson. We're going to
have...
If they show up, when I talked to him last week, an extremely nice guy.
Yeah.
But he just said, I'm getting a lot of pushback because of the $6, $7 gas to travel that far.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we'll see how that goes, and that'll be fun. You know, we're looking at we usually have 500-600 people down there, and it'll be more with the concert this year.
Oh, for sure.
And we're putting signage out today for where the concert's at and where it is. There'll be parking, and then you just walk across to the ballpark. The booths, we have wide variety from everything from crochet, which, looking at me, you can tell I'll be right there at the crochet booth. but we have some art people coming in and some people that sell knives and those sorts of things. We've got the dance club coming in, and they dance and they sell snow cones. We have a bouncy house that at Baptist Church
stuff
always comes
the kids.
In with it. Yep. There's going to be stuff for every age at Hudson Days. So we hope people come out and see what we've got and see what Hudson's really about.
Now, what time does everything, is there anything going on today, or is this all starting tomorrow?
It all starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And then Jalen comes on at 2 o'clock.
He's playing at 2 at the ballpark.
At the ballpark.
And what about the car show?
The car show starts at 10 and will run through 3.
Okay. Yeah. Just on that main drag
just
there?
Just in Sweeler's parking lot.
It's Sweeler's parking lot, okay.
You know, and so we have a contest going there for first, second, third, and People's Choice Award. We'll have people voting on that, and okay. It's cash awards for the winners. And then usually we're looking if somebody wants to bring in their motorcycle or you know, anything else. We had one of the newer models, a Tesla, a couple of years ago, which was cool. It was too bad he ran out of power and we don't have a plug-in. No. some years we've had some really classic cars coming that Fremont County produces. There's a lot of car collectors in Fremont County that does an excellent job on getting their
cars. It's got to be something in all those garages that I see on people's backyards.
Yep. And then Jalen should be a lot of fun for everybody. We're getting it set up today, and it'll just be fun to have a concert. There's a lot of people that like his music and are excited about having a local concert where they don't have to travel very far for it.
Oh, because that's the thing that always kind of stops people from going to see shows is either the price or the travel. And this is free in your backyard, basically. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not that often that Jalen Crossland does free shows.
No, so that's exactly right.
This must show that he cares about the area, too, and knows what you guys are trying to do to raise funds to get that ballpark up and running.
Completely agree. It was very generous of him to stop by and do this for us.
That's amazing. Okay. And then I do also know that there's another, in addition to Hudson Days this weekend, and you just heard all of the events and a number of the booths and everything that's going to be set up tomorrow in Hudson. But next weekend, you guys have a big group coming in, correct? They're called the Van Life Gathering.
The Van Life Gathering is something new and exciting for Fremont County. These guys travel all over the country and the world, meeting together in different time frames and all get together, and just they're environmentally sensitive. They will park and just stay in their vans, whatever it is. They're going to be in Fremont County for 3 days, starting Wednesday through Monday. They'll be out by Monday. But during that time, they're going to be traveling around and seeing the Wind River Reservation, Sinks Canyon, South
Pass. Learning about the area.
Just learning about the area. The Lander Thursday night, I believe it is generously going to provide a barbecue for them.
Oh, wow.
Here in town. And then Friday night, they are going to be over in Riverton for a balloon activity type thing that the community's putting on for them. Then they save the best for last in Hudson on Saturday.
Perfect.
And they're going to have a reception there, and they will be headquartered out there and having their vans parked outside of Hudson there. And so we're excited. This is something good for the county.
Well, it's really cool. It's something very different. But just bringing in, I mean, I'm looking at their website right now. I mean, they like you said, they travel all over the country doing these. So the fact that they chose, I mean, they're doing it in California, Oregon, Vermont, all over the place, Arizona. So for them to have chosen our little town and our little area, that's great.
You know, and Josiah, who is our contact point for that, he's really excited about coming to Wyoming.
That's great.
You know, and he's excited about doing the group. There, like I mentioned, there was 170 vans as of last Monday, and he says it's going to probably get to 200. The good thing about it is, you know, sometimes you get groups in like that and they trash the place, they cause havoc wherever they go, is we've kind of checked these guys out and they're good custodians of wherever they're at. They're not rabble rousers.
Yeah.
And they just want to learn about the area and have a good time among the group that travels like this.
Well, and like you mentioned, I just saw on their website too, like a big part of their MO when they're traveling is the leave no trace. Like they're going to be the ones that clean up after themselves and probably even volunteer to clean up around other places.
And that's what they've said. And I followed up, they made some calls just for some of the previous sites, and nobody had any concerns. Everything was left as they said. So it's going to be a great event for the Fremont County.
And that one closes out with a band. Does it close out with a band as well? I saw there was some live music going on with
that
one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be we'll put them in the ballpark again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that could be the next Hollywood Bowl.
I like it. We get enough big names there. You know, starts off with Jalon Cross and Van Life Tour. Next thing you know, we'll have whatever the new version of the Rat Pack is.
There you go. But, you know, they're going to be up there. The other thing that we've worked through over the last couple of days is they're going to have a fire dancer for their group on Saturday.
Okay, so yeah, you were kind of mentioning that before.
That's kind of going to be cool. You know, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't burn everything down, but the fire dancer's coming out of Casper.
Okay.
And she seems to know exactly what she's doing, and she's done it over there.
I'm sorry, I got to pause right there. A fire dancer in Casper is the windiest place on the – so she's really got to know what she's doing. So.
Well, yeah, and she's been permitted over there, and working through it with her is she has all the safety things in place to make it a safe and enjoyable activity.
Awesome. You know?
Well, so I think it's a good thing. These two weekends are good for Fremont County and especially good for Hudson.
Oh, it's huge for Hudson and huge for Fremont County too. I mean, people are going to be traveling to both Riverton and land there. And then once they get to Riverton and land, they're like, oh, Dubois isn't that far away. People are going to be in town for over a week for that van life experience. So they're going to be filling the time with lots of stuff.
You know, and anybody that comes for a day will spend money in the communities, and it'll help us all out and help our businesses out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you filling us in on both of those events. Was there anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners while you're here, some Hudson news or anything else going on?
You know, we're working really hard on getting the park straightened up and getting things like that. We're proud of our cemetery where it's at, and we're working on removing the HESCO barriers, and that should be done by August. And so we're just excited about what's going on. The one thing that's going to be, they're going to have a cold opening this week is Frank's Meats.
Okay.
Is opening up in Hudson. They're loading their shelves as of yesterday. And you're going to have a cold opening and then a grand opening down the road. That's going to deliver, it's going to be a meat market as well as a convenience store. And that's going to allow people in Hudson to just go down the road and buy that quart of milk.
Walk over to the grocery store. Oh, that'll be huge.
And it's a nice store.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good for them. I mean, because they kind of had to delay having the bigger openings even for the butcher shop because of COVID reasons and all that, correct?
Yeah.
So I've been hearing that a lot. People, business owners, the grand openings have to wait a little while.
And, you know, just figure it out what it is. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of delays on some of our projects just by supply line. It's hard to get anything. So, but we're excited about that. That's a good thing for Hudson. And, you know, come over and visit Hudson.
Yeah.
You know, see what we're doing. See, and let us know what you think we should be doing. And because we want to make it a place for families to move to, and we'll probably this fall we're working on getting USDA and WCDA for a meeting for Fremont County residents about how to fund housing, what to look for, and we're a bit more affordable than Lander and Riverton, so so we'd look at that and figure out what it's on.
And not that far away.
How many cars put you on the spot?
Yeah,
How many cars do you think go through there every day?
I wouldn't even know.
About 5,000 to 6,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and you know those are commuters.
Exactly.
Basically, you know, so there's a lot of traffic that goes through there, and we want to create where some of them stay there and can travel back and forth, and have a good life with kids.
For sure. Well, and I think you guys, you're on the way to that track. I mean, you guys are doing some great things over there. Big events this weekend, next weekend, getting the buzz out there about Hudson and stuff that's going on. We do appreciate you stopping by today, Mayor.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
And I appreciate you coming on, and good luck with everything this weekend.
Thank you. I'll be the one laying in the street on Sunday morning.
I'm sure that the kindly Hudson Street Sweeper will be sure to wake you up before sweeping you away completely.
All right,
folks, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. That was Hudson Mayor Mike Anderson. We're going to go ahead and come back to Scott Gronke from the triathlon. That'll be happening this weekend. You don't want to miss that. It's coming your way after a quick word from our sponsor.